Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, February 2nd of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad that you've made the determination to tune into this wonderful program tonight. My prayer is that you have come ready to hear the word of the Lord and to see what God has for you tonight. My hope is that you come ready to receive. I'm so glad that you've made the determination to tune into the broadcast here, wherever you are, however you found this broadcast, however you heard about it. We're just so glad that you made the determination to tune in. And if you think you tuned in by accident, I have a word for you. You didn't. So stick with us. Amen. And amen. And so I have a few before I get into the meat of the night. And it's going to be a bit of a double whammy tonight because I have our Psalms to read tonight that I would have read tonight. But before I do that, I'm going to finish up the notes on last night because the ones like the real powerful ones, I try to give you a war chest, a list of notes that you can write down for different psalms, like the ones like about God is my comforter, he is my strength, God is majestic, like we talked about last night. Yeah. And even the ones where it talks about, like, I sing praise unto God, I worship God. And part of why I do this is that way you can see why these things are so important. And so that's why I'm going through and giving you these notes for them. Amen. But I have a few to take care of. By that I mean some announcements. First of all, Super Bowl pick coming tomorrow night with coin toss. No, I have not predetermined which way the coin is going to go. I now do know who I want to win. But will the coin do what I want it to do? Or not? We have to wait and see. Tell tomorrow night when I flip that coin to see who the Miracle Man picked to win the Super Bowl. Okay. And so that's number one. I didn't say it was most important. I just said that was the first thing I was going to cover. Number two, the Miracle Man Show. I now have a PayPal. You can go online to PayPal, and you can type in Rivers Shukla, R-Y-V-E-R-S space, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Once again, that's R-Y-V-E-R-S space, S-H-U-K-L-A. And I will say what I said last night. Be led by God on how much you should give. Of course, God loves a cheerful giver. And we know that's true. Amen. And this is good ground here. Great ground here. You sow into this, I use it for the work of God. Amen. And amen, 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 amen. Number three. I want to mention to you the book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to check out information about the book, to order it at riversofmiracles.com. Once again, that's rivers with an I, of miracles.com. To buy the book, to check out more information about it. Or now, the book is now available for checkout at the Grace A. Dow Library here in Midland, where I live. So you can check that book out and read the book. It's a very powerful book. But I want you to open it and just read the chapter, miracle, whatever, and then just close it and be like, okay, that's enough. No. I want you to read the whole thing. And hopefully, it'll build up your faith. It'll help you understand what we went through and how faithful God has been to me and to my mother. Amen. Number four. Well, I will not, there will not be a show on Monday. The only reason for that is because I'll be returning from traveling to Kentucky. I'll be returning from Kentucky, so on the 8th, I will not be doing a show. But on the 9th, I will be back, and we'll be ready to just keep plowing. And, of course, I'll let you know about the Super Bowl and what happened. And did Brady win? Did he lose? Did he throw a ton of picks again like he did the previous game? Or did he fix it? Because keep in mind, he is 43 years old. He is. But he just keeps going and going and going. And I like that. I have notes ready to go from last night. Starting with Psalm 63. I'm even going to mention the ones I had talked about last night so that you have them all. In case you did not tune in last night, because last night it was busy. I just had a lot of things I got to, wanted to get to on the show. And so, that's why tonight I'm getting right down to business. We will still have me singing in a few minutes. And I'm in 63, bedroom, like a. Longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. God satisfies your soul. As your soul longeth for the Lord. Like the desert needs rain. That's number one for Psalm 63. I mentioned this one too. This particular one I'm about to get to last night, and it is your love is the love of the Lord is better than life. I hope to go up high. I'll praise you, O Lord, and I live in my name. I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as the worship of God, singing lips. My mouth will praise you. And the bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of the wings. My soul clings to you. My right hand upholds me. We live, you'll be destroyed. Let's look at 64. God shoots down the enemy with arrows. No, listeners, it's different from archery. Like how when you were younger, if you went to summer camp, maybe you had archery as one of the activities. And you were to shoot. And you were to do the bow and arrows, and you were to shoot the bow. But God always shoots them down. Always. Let's talk about number two. And Karen will be there. He's going. We kind of will proclaim the works of the Lord and ponder, think about all that the Lord has done. I didn't lose my train of thought here. I was just meditating in that a second. There's this old song, and it talks about counting your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Amen. And I think of all these miracles in my life, all the other times God's blessed me, many times. See what God has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and say, let all the a fighting heart. Very soon. Let's look at 65. Be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, you I will come. When we go, we're overwhelmed the seas, you forgave our sympathy. Blessed are those who choose and we near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things. O God, our Savior, all of all the ends of the earth, the heaven and seas who formed the mountains. Point one, you can say, God formed the mountains using his power. And I hear, you know, these theories that all these mountains were created millions and millions and millions and millions and millions ago, millions of years ago. No. Thousands, yes. God created them, but the glaciers, okay, the glaciers. Do you think the glaciers are real? Or do you think that's fake, just like the evolution? Do you think the glaciers are real or do you think they're fake, made up? I don't know. But the mountains are made by the power of God. God made the mountains. You know, the waves. And the turmoil of the nations. Those living far away, the fear and wonder who, morning, dawn. And here's another one you can write down. As morning dawns and evening fades, God inspires and calls forth songs of joy, songs of praise. You clave for the one, and you wrench abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you've ordained it. You wrench its furnace and level the churches on the grasslands of the desert overflows, hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered. Let's look at 66. And here we go. It says, come and see what God has done. How awesome he is on man's behalf. And the first one you can write down for 66. God parted the Red Sea, turned the Red Sea into dry land. And when it says they, there in Psalm, it's talking about the Israelites. The Israelites had passed through the waters on foot. And they had the water on both sides of them. They used it as a wall. But then when they got across, the sea went back to what it was. The same thing also happened in the Jordan, with the Jordan and Joshua, where the Jordan was dried up for them. O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives, and he has point two you can write. God will keep your foot from slipping. And that can be spiritual. He's not just talking about your natural foot. No, for you are God, and like silver. You fought us like silver. You brought us in the prison of our bear on our backs. And you let me hop right over our heads. And we went through water, and you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come that I've listened, but God has surely listened. And then point three, you can write down, God hears you. He always hears you in prayer. As long as you are not breaking hedges. There are certain conditions for which the Bible says that your prayers will be hindered. If you're not right in these certain areas, your prayers will be hindered, meaning God will not hear you. Here's what he won't be doing, though, when you're praying. He will not be going la 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 la. Shelly, did you ever feel like doing that to your kids when they kept asking you the same thing over and 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 over? You actually did it, or you thought it? Well, to me, I actually had it done before, and my mom was like la 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 la. 67. God be gracious to us and make us. God shall be gracious to us and make his face shine upon us. Under that, you can write down, the Lord will keep you. And your family. It's like that song that we've been singing lately called the Blessing. And I don't know about you listeners, but I love it. I do. Powerful. 68. Voices in it. His name is the Lord, and rejoice. God says, we talked about point one, how God is the Father to the fatherless. He is. I'm happy about that, that God is the Father to the fatherless. Now, I'm not fatherless. Now, I haven't been in a long time. But I remember when I was very young, and I was like that. I always found comfort in that. That God was the Father to the fatherless. When I didn't have that father. He also helps the widows. So you don't have to be alone with God. And you're blessed, oh God. You provided. Point three, God provides for the poor. And this is not the only place where you get this from. But you see, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh means my provider. I don't know why I said Jehovah Jireh. I don't know. I've heard of Jehovah Jireh, but that's not real. That's not real. Some of your coffee drinkers might think that. For those of you who live at the Starbucks drive-thru all the time. I want the company of those who welcomed us. Kings and fleas. Hey. The camp made from silver. The one gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings, where God chooses to reign, where the Lord Himself will dwell forever, thousands and thousands. You have to write, you don't have to write this down necessarily, but I think this is real cool. God has thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, thousands of thousands of chariots, tons of chariots. Well, I think that's pretty cool. Your foes, well, musicians swarm, the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is a little tribe of Benjamin offering you gifts. Duke the Beast. Amen. So there are your notes from last night. We're going to just continue on. Tonight we're going to start with 69 and go to 72. We're only going to do four tonight because two of them are somewhat long and the other two are short. So, like I said, we're going to sing a couple songs. Amen. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. How my soul longs for you, longs to look, to worship you forever, for you are my soul and shield. Oh, hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Lord, I love you. My soul sings in your presence, far beyond your wings. I love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. My soul sings in your presence, are beyond your wings. I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much. Oh, my soul longs for you, loves to worship you forever. For you are my song and shield. Oh, how my soul longs for you, longs to look toward the heaven. For you are my song and shield. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Lord, I love you. My soul sings. In your presence or beyond your wings, I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much. I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Show me your ways, that I may walk with you. Show me your ways. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you more, to live in the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your way. Show me your way, that I may walk with you. Show me your ways. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord, to live in the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your way. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord, live in the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your way, stronger each day. Show me your way. Show me your ways, that I may walk with you. Show me your way. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord. Live with the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your way, stronger each day. Show me your ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name. All the glory, all the praise. Oh Lord, we praise your name. All the glory, all the praise. Oh Lord, we praise your name. All the glory, all the praise, oh Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. All the glory, all the praise, oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence, for your majesty. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are to us, what you've done for us, what you're doing for us. Thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings that you've given us. I think of the many blessings that you've given me. I name them one by one. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is here with us tonight. That with every listener, I pray, Lord God, that every listener is prepared to hear and study the word of the Lord and to see what you have for us tonight. And I pray that every distraction, that all distractions will be put aside in your name, Jesus. Every distraction would be put aside. And now, Heavenly Father, I give you full permission to come in and do whatever you want to do. I take authority over all sickness and disease. I pray that all sickness and disease is broken off from these listeners. Whatever it is, sickness and disease it may be, whether it be blindness, deafness, diabetes, heart stuff, cold, flus, COVID, whatever it is, that you heal it. You heal it right now. You designed our bodies to be healthy and not sick. And I thank you, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives tonight. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession now over this program. I pray that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I say that finances would come into this program. People would sow seed into the Miracle Man Show. I thank you, Lord God, that increases in listenership would come into this program. And most of all, Lord God, I pray that in your name, Jesus, that huge amounts of souls would come into the kingdom of God as a result of this great, wonderful Miracle Man radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a history book to me, more than a religious book to me, and it's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Amen, I do. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalm 69. Amen. Psalm 69. We're just going to continue on with this series of the great book of Psalms. I've really been enjoying this. And I want to encourage you to follow along. Whatever I do here, you do where you are. We're going to, as I said, we're going to Psalm 69. Sorry about that. I was just checking my clock. Amen. Psalm 69. It says, the director of music to the tune of Lives of David. Verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come to the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail, looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause, those who seek to destroy me. I am forced to restore what I did not steal. You know my folly, O God. My guilt is not hidden from you. May those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me, O Lord, the Lord Almighty. May those who see you not be put to shame because of me, O God of Israel. For I endure scorn for your sake. And shame covers my face. I am a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. when I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. Verse 13. But I pray to you, O Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the floodwaters engulf me, and do not let the depths swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love, in your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Redeem me because of my foes. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. All in my food, and they gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a sword. May it become retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them, and let your fierce anger overtake them. And may their place be deserted, and let there be no one to dwell in their tent. For they persecute those who wound you, and they talk about the pain of those. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life, and not listed with the righteous. I am in pain and distress. May your salvation, O God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox. It will please the Lord more than a bull with its horns and its hops. The poor will see and will be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy, and he does not despise his captives. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and will rebuild the cities of Judah. When people will settle there and will possess it, the children of his servants will inherit it. And those who love his name will dwell there. Psalm 70. Hasten, O God, to save me, O Lord. Come quickly to help me. May those who seek my life be put to shame and confusion. And may all who desire my ruin, may they be turned back in disgrace. And may those who say to me, aha, aha, may they turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation always say, let God be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help. You are my deliverer, O Lord. Do not delay. 71. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me, deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked. From the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You have brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become like a portion to many. But you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him. For no one will rescue him. But not far from me, O God. Come quickly, O my God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn. But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long. Though I do not know its measures, will come and proclaim your mighty acts. O sovereign Lord, I will proclaim your righteousness. Ours alone, since my youth, O God, you have taught me. And to this day, I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and I am gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Your righteousness reaches to the skies, O God. you who have done great things, who, O God, is like you. Though you have made me see troubles, many and lesser, and you will restore my life again from the depths of the earth. You will again to bring me up. You will increase my honor, and you will comfort me once again. I will praise you with the harp, your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I, whom you have redeemed. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. 72. Of Solomon. Endow the king with your justice, O God. The royal son of your righteousness, he will judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. The mountains will bring prosperity to the people. The hills, the fruit of righteousness. He will defend the afflicted among the people, and he will save the children of the needy. He will crush the oppressor. He will endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. He will be like rain falling on a mound field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, the righteous will flourish. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. He will rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The desert tribes will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of swarm and distant shows will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts. All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy. He will save the needy from death. He will rescue the needy who cry out, and afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and needy. He will save the needy from death. And he will rescue them from oppression and violence. For precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given to him. May people, I pray for him and bless him all day long. Let grain abound throughout the land, on the tops of the hills. May it sway. Let its fruit flourish like Lebanon. Let it forgive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever, and may it continue as long as the sun. All nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And that is the end of the prayers of David. God used David to write so many of these. He really did. God did that. It wasn't by accident that God did that. God used David as a psalmist. In 69, you see, talks about how David is in the floodwaters are coming, the water's up to his neck. He's talking about how his throat is sore. His throat is honestly sore and dry from calling for help. And the water just keeps coming. And he's worn out. He's honestly worn out. He's not just saying that either. He's honestly worn out, tired. And he is asking God to deal with the enemies. And he's admitting that there's more people that despise him than what there are hairs on his head. But what you see there, when you look at that, is God really does hear us all. God honestly, he hears us. He does. And people may go through that kind of stuff and they may say, "Where are you, God?" Like they're doubting him. And in different psalms from David, at times it almost seemed like it. Could almost seem to it, except for he would say, "But I keep my trust in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you. My hope is in you, God." And David continued to say things like that throughout these psalms that were wrote. The ones from David. And God used him to be a great psalmist. And in that psalm, he even says that he will continue to praise God even in his suffering. You know, And when you're suffering, that can be one of the hardest times to praise. But you have to praise him for whatever it is. You have to praise him for the manifestation. Even if the manifestation hasn't taken place yet, you have to be thankful to God, like it's coming. It's coming. That manifestation is coming. I receive whatever that thing is I'm believing for from God. I have that money. I have that eyesight. I have that whatever it is that you're believing for. You have to receive it. See yourself free. And he, of course, in that psalm continues to ask God to help him. And that water's up to his neck. And it's different from just you're in a 5-foot deep swimming pool. And it's near your neck. The water's not exactly rising. Of course, this is different because you can't go back a few steps and it not quite be up to your neck. Because it ends up being up to his neck. It ends up being all the way up to his neck. And he continues to thank God for it anyway. He thanks God for it. No, I don't mean he thanks God for the trouble. No. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Not for everything. I don't give thanks for struggle. I don't know of anyone who says, thank you that we're poor. Thank you, we have nothing, we're so grateful. Dumb is that, to thank God that you have nothing. To thank God that you have absolutely nothing. I don't do that. No. In fact, when you do that, that's a dumb thought. But you see, listeners, we got to realize is that no matter what we deal with, doesn't matter. God is there for us. He's with us. He's fighting for us. He has. He's interested in us. He loves us so much. He wants to see us prosper. He does. And his plans for us, the plans that the Lord has for us, are for our good. I And I think of Jeremiah where it says, I have plans for you, plans to give you hope and a future. Not plans of despair and lack of hope, but plans of hope in the future. That is what it's talking about. Plans for hope and a future. Hope and a future. That's the plan of God for us. And the, you know, and David is sitting there and he is, you know, pouring out his heart before the Lord. And God hears him. Yes, he does. And I love the way how in the whole David part of Psalms, how David humbled himself for the Lord. He humbled himself. That's how we should be before the Lord. Humble. Not proud. Not proud. He admitted his faults. And want to know something about a prideful person? Someone who has pride, it's just like bad breath. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is everybody knows you got it but you. Everybody knows you got it but you. Uh-huh. Everybody knows. I'm not saying that all you, my listeners, have it. No. And if you have pride, you got to deal with it. Because God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. And he causes those who are not strong in him, but strong in other things, they stumble. And you want to know something else we know? Pride comes after the fall, right? Oh, you fell for that. You fell for that. You fell for that. I said, pride comes after the fall, and you fell for it. And someone fell. Nope. I said, pride comes before the fall, not after. Before. Some of these athletes, they'll think they have it all figured out. They think they're the best of everything. They think they're the best of 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 the best and the best football. I'm the best free throw shooter. I'm the, you're a football player. I'm the best quarterback. I'm the best running back. I'm the best whatever, whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you fall apart. And sometimes it may not be your age that did it. Like maybe you got older or whatever. Could be. Pride got in the way. And the opponents found a way to block you from what you're trying to do. Or if you're one of the best defenses, the offense on the other team or found a way to get past you. And obviously, I always say, like in baseball, if you're a hitter, Babe Ruth, the best of the best, he struck out way more than what he hit a home run. But you want to know what everybody talks about? All his home runs, not the strikeout. But it happens to every baseball hitter. You're going to strike out more than you hit a home run. You will. Pitchers figure the stuff out. That is, unless you were batting against, you know, some of the Tigers pitchers. Because there was a day when we had good starters, but the bullpen was terrible. Remember that, Shelley? For a couple of years, the starters were good, but the bullpen was absolutely terrible. Remember that?
Yeah.
They would just give up runs like they were candy. When the bullpen came in, here it is, it's more candy. Here, Phil Coke, give up a few more home runs. I mean, Phil Pepsi. I know, really, Phil Coke, but Coke, in order to be Phil Coke, you have to be pitching like Coca-Cola quality. You can't be given up, you know, six runs, four of them from home runs in the course of two or three innings, or four, you know, how many innings have you pitch? Coca-Cola quality is you either gave up no runs, one run, maybe two, kept the lead for however long you win. However long that you pitch. That's saying, like, Phil Coke, the pitcher. If you're worse than that, then you become Phil Pepsi. If you're worse than that, if you're real bad and give up a ton of stuff, then in my mind you become Phil Aquafina, which I don't know what it is about me and Aquafina, but I do not like the taste of it. Of the bottled waters, it's the one I like the least. And for whatever reason, I don't like the Fina part of it, so I just call it Aqua. And you remember some of those Phil Coke games? Some of those games when he gave up a ton of stuff, it was literally Phil Aqua. Especially if he was pitching in the extra inning games. I remember like 2013 had a few games like that year. Even though they won their division, there were things not right in that bullpen, and we knew it. And then the next year, the attack began. To a greater degree. Like for a month, we always got kicked on by the opponent. For like literally a month, it was like the attacks kept coming. Remember? Like the attacks just kept coming. See, but what you see happens, listeners, is pride comes before the fall. Pride comes before the fall. Am I saying that the Tigers were arrogant? No, no. No. I'm trying to explain to you the pride comes before the fall. If athletes can figure that out, what about the people of God? The people of God need to be able to figure it out. That's why we have to ask God to examine us and for us to examine us. And if you can't find the pride, ask God to show you. So you can make sure that you're not living in pride. Because pride is one of those sins that you don't know you're doing it. Everyone else does. But you can think you're fine. course, all men have sinned, but it could be a current assessment. It could be like you don't have other open sin in your life, but the thing you do have is pride. I'm not saying all of us are like that. I'm just saying you got to check yourself with God. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight. I thank you, Father God, for this word. I pray, Master, that you would minister to us tonight. And that you minister to us. You would minister. Thank you, Lord God, that we would put your word to practice, that we would examine ourselves, see where we are with you, and make sure that we are not prideful. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would just deal with us in these areas that we're not right, if we're not right, and that we would get right with you. And I just thank you, Lord God, for everything you're doing in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Now remember, tomorrow night, I'm going to pick the Super Bowl, and I'll also discuss why I made the pick I did. But I have stuff to go either way based on the coin flip. I think both have advantages, have disadvantages. One advantage Brady has, not necessarily the rest of the Bucks, but Brady, is he's been on this road before. He's been in the Super Bowl many times and has only lost it three times. He only has three Super Bowl losses, three of them. He's won it more than he's lost it. And so, the Chiefs, they just won their first Super Bowl in a very long time last year. Can they do it again? Or will they be like the Seahawks from about 7 years ago, who won one Super Bowl, and then the next year they go to it but lose. Then after that, they make the playoffs a few more years. Until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody.